Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. So how many of you enjoy listening to the band One Direction? I knew it. A lot of people love this band. Well, like we learned yesterday, it appears that perhaps the members of this band may be going in different directions. Well, today we are going to continue this lesson called 1D. That's right, it is called 1D. And so there are a few things that we want to talk about. First, his own direction. What does that mean? You will find out. And to each his own. I'm not really sure what that means either. Well, we're going to find out about that one as well. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to the lesson 1D, and let's begin. Come on.
One D, his own direction. One Direction's success continued through four albums in the space of only 3 years. But trouble began when the band returned to the road in 2015. After frequent absences during the tour, Zayn suddenly made his departure from the band. He left to be a normal 22-year-old and live out of the spotlight. The band seemed to make a statement with their single, Drag Me Down, that summer. By fall, however, they decided to take a break starting in 2016.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 departure 这个名词。第一，这个字首有分离的意思，所以 departure 是指离开或离职。例如 ，the manager's sudden departure really shocked everyone at the office. 经理的突然离职真的让办公室的每一个人都很震惊。Departure 也可以指出发或启程。例如 ，the departure time of our flight is 11:15 p.m. 我们的班机启程的时间是晚上11点15分。它的动词是把字尾的 ure 去掉变成 depart。例如 ，our boss will depart for Paris at noon today。我们的老板今天中午12点会出发去巴黎。接下来我们看的是 spotlight 这个名词。spotlight 原本是指聚光灯。例如 ，the spotlight fixed on the stand-up comedian。聚光灯投射在这位脱口秀喜剧演员的身上。spotlight 在今天的课程中是比较抽象的意思，是指注目的焦点。例如 ,Britney is a private person. She doesn't want to be in the spotlight. Britney 是一个注重隐私的人，她不想成为公众的焦点。
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, Rebecca, it's time for us to part ways. I'll go this way, you go that way.
Wait, Gabe, stop. Where do you think you're going? Where in our lesson does it say Gabe and Rebecca must part ways right now?
Right here at the beginning, Rebecca.
Where?
His own direction. That is Gabe's own direction. And that is this way.
Gabe, hold on for just a moment. This does not mean that we part directions. It's referring to the band One Direction.
I suppose not everything is about me. All right,
no.
We're talking about One Direction here in this section called His Own Direction, which is talking about how the different band members started going their own directions.
That's right. And so we read One Direction's success continued through four albums in the space of only 3 years. So that just means that in 3 years, they had four albums made.
Which is actually quite an accomplishment. It takes a long time to produce one album. So this is great. Okay, they had a lot of success, but trouble began when the band returned on the road, or to the road, in 2015. Returning to the road, that's another way of saying they went on tour again together.
That's right, so they started traveling again. Mm-hmm. In 2015, they went back on the road. After frequent absences during the tour, Zayn suddenly made his departure from the band.
Now let's quickly talk about this phrase, to make one's departure. If you make your departure from something, that just means that you leave. So in our lesson, Zane left the band, and Gabe, don't you dare think you can make a departure from the studio. Come back here right now.
Okay, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I am not making my departure yet.
Yet.
Unlike Zane from One Direction, okay, he suddenly made his departure from the band. So he suddenly left the band.
Mm-hmm. He left to be a normal 22-year-old and live out of the spotlight. Now that just makes me wonder, what exactly did Zane want to do? He wanted to live a normal life as a 22-year-old?
Well, that's what I guess he wanted it to seem like, right? He wanted to have kind of a normal life here. He wanted to be out of the spotlight. Now, that's an interesting phrase. When I think of a spotlight, I think of a light that people use during theater productions, or maybe a drama or a play. If someone is singing on stage and you want everyone to focus on that person, you shine the spotlight on that person.
That's right. So we could say that that person is in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to live a life out of the spotlight, that just means that you don't really want to receive a lot of attention from the public. So perhaps Zane just wants to go back to school. He doesn't want to be performing. Maybe he just wants to work a normal 8-to-5 job, maybe even at a coffee shop.
Okay, but our next sentence says the band seemed to make a statement with their single, Drag Me Down, that summer. And the words are, nobody can drag me down. So maybe they were trying to make the statement that nobody is going to pull us apart. Is that the statement they were trying to make? I'm not sure. However, we're going to learn more about One Direction later,
mm-hmm.
and their different directions and what they are doing. First, have you ever noticed an accent when people sing? I believe Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Often when you listen to British singers speaking in an interview, they have a heavy British accent. However, when they sing, their accent disappears. In fact, they sound more like Americans. Why does that happen?
Well, linguists tell us that singing prevents vocalists from stressing syllables, and that a song's melody cancels out the intonations of speech.
Right. If you're a British person singing in English, your vowels are going to change quality. They'll become longer and so become neutralized. Neutral being a word that is sometimes used to describe the American accent.
Another reason British singers sound American might be because they intentionally try to sound American in an attempt to reach a wider American audience. Some British singers get criticized for doing this because concealing your natural accent can be interpreted as being ashamed of where you come from.
Not too long ago, at a big Formula One car racing event, a British pop star was criticized for singing the British national anthem in a deliberate American accent. She claimed she was trying to be soulful.
That said, there are some British performers who deliberately expose their British accent while they sing their songs. Rock!
我们都知道英国腔跟美国腔很不一样, 但是你是否有注意到当英国歌手唱歌的时候, 他们原本的英国腔就没有那么明显, 他们所唱出来的歌 听起来跟美国腔几乎是一样的。 对这种现象, linguists, 语言学家有一个解释, 那就是 唱歌跟说话不一样。 一个人唱歌时无法加入重音, 因为一首歌的旋律 取代了正常讲话的 intonation, 声调。 而英国腔跟美国腔最大的差异就是在于声调。 当然有一些英国歌手为了讨好美国的听众, 会刻意采用美国腔唱歌。 那他们在国内也就面临同胞们的批评与挞伐。曾经有一位英国的流行歌手在一场赛车比赛唱英国国歌，没想到唱出来的歌听起来是美国腔。 但他为自己辩护，说他不是故意用美国腔，而是想要唱的 soulful， 就是具灵魂乐的风格。问题是灵魂乐就是发源于美国，不用美国腔来唱也很难。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, we're going different directions, yeah, yeah, different directions, yeah, yeah, we're going different directions, yeah, yeah, different directions, different directions, oh. I don't like the direction that you're taking, Gabe, that's right, and I don't like the direction you're going, Ben.I don't want to work with you anymore.
Well, who said I wanted to work with you?
No.
Maybe we should just go different directions.
Different directions. Yeah, yeah. We're going different directions. Yeah, yeah. Going different directions. Yeah, yeah. Different directions. Different directions.
But if I don't work with you, Gabe, there will be no more singing out. Ever.
Oh, no. That would be terrible, Ben.
Then I think we need to do this together.
Yeah.
Can we go the same direction?
Uh-huh. One direction. Yeah, yeah. Going one direction. Yeah, yeah. Going one direction. Yeah, yeah. One direction. One direction. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. So what's going on with the band One Direction? Is the band really breaking up or are they taking a break? So we've already learned that Zayn, he's a 22-year-old, he has made his departure from the band. But why? That's a really good question. He just wanted to live a normal life out of the spotlight. Well, we still have a little bit more to learn about this band, so let's continue with our next reading.
One D, to each his own. In November 2015,They released Made in the AM, their most recent album. All the boys were pursuing their own projects by the time it went platinum. Harry is taking part in a film, while Louis is enjoying fatherhood. Two plan to enter business, Liam in producing music, and Neil with a golf agency. Meanwhile, Zayn has already launched his own music career.Is One Direction taking a break or breaking up?
OK, 继续我们看 agency 这个名词。Agency 是指经纪公司或者是代理机构。例如 ,a travel agency 是指旅行社或者是 an advertising agency 是指广告代办公司。或者是 an employment agency 是指职业介绍所，如果是 a real estate agency 就是指房屋中介公司， agency 也指局或处之类的政府机构，例如 the central intelligence agency 是指中央情报局，如果是代办人或者是经纪人就叫做 agent A-G-E-N-T， 例如 an insurance agent 是指保险经纪人。所以我们看的是 launch 这个动词， launch 是指开启、启动或者是推出。例如 the company will launch their online customer service program next month， 这家公司会在下个月启动他们的线上客户服务。或者是 the recently launched online game is very popular among teenagers， 这个最近推出的线上游戏很受到青少年的欢迎。 launch 也指发射，例如 the satellite will be launched tomorrow at 10 a.m. 这个卫星会在明天早上十点钟发射升空。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, this next section is called To Each His Own, which is a great phrase we want to talk about. Now, what does it mean, to each his own?
That's a great question, Gabe. We often use this phrase when we are trying to explain that everyone likes to do something a little different. So, for example, I prefer hiking. Melinda prefers watching TV. To each his own.
And we all know that coffee is better than tea. That I love coffee, but that Rebecca likes tea. You know what, guys? That's okay.
Wait, to each his own.
Rebecca, to each his own. To each her own. You can like whatever you want. It's okay.
To each his own, whatever you say, Gabe. That's great. Okay, let's move on, shall we? This section is called To Each His Own, and tea is amazing, by the way. We read, in November 2015, they released Made in the AM. Their most recent album, Made in the AM.
Yeah, so kind of like Made in the Morning. All right, well, all the boys were pursuing their own projects by the time it went platinum. Now, quickly, to go platinum, that means different things in the United States and Canada and in Great Britain. So, in the United States, that means to sell 1 million copies of an album. In Great Britain or the UK, it means to sell 300,000 copies. All right, so that's a lot of copies or albums that they sold. They went platinum.
Well, continuing, we learn that Harry is taking part in a film. That means he's going to be acting in a film of some sort. And Lewis is enjoying fatherhood. Great for him. Now let's talk about fatherhood. There's actually a few things we want to talk about. If you're enjoying fatherhood, that means that you're a father.
Yes, you are a father. Everything that has to do with it, We describe that with one word. Fatherhood. What about if you're a mother? Is there a word for that, Rebecca?
Motherhood. And I bet, friends, you knew that, right? So We have fatherhood, motherhood. And what about for children?
Well, a lot of people are enjoying their childhood right now. Okay, so fatherhood, motherhood, and childhood. Well, friends, right now it is time for a review skit.
One Direction, yay! You're a big success. 4 great albums in the space of 3 short years.
And then the trouble began.
Trouble? What trouble?
Zayn's frequent absences on the tour.
Oh no! What happened to Zayn?
And suddenly he made his departure from the band.
No! Why, Zayn? Why?
He left to be a normal 22-year-old. Out of the spotlight.
Oh, well, that summer they had the single Drag Me Down.
That could have been a statement. By fall, they decided to take a break.
But after they released Made in the AM.
And now the boys are pursuing their own projects.
Wait, they've gone different directions?
Mm-hmm. Harry's taking part in a film. Louis is enjoying fatherhood. Liam is producing music, and Neil is with a golf agency.
Oh, what about Zayn?
He's already launched his own music career.
Oh, I'm so sad. One Direction is taking a break.
Or maybe breaking up.
They're going in different directions.
It's okay. Look, here's the newest boy band.
Oh, they're kind of cute.
Yeah, and they sound amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, friends. If you're not sure how to say an English word, but you want to communicate it, sometimes you can describe it with other words. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for a game again. Test Your Teacher. And our players today are all the way from
Subay Senior High School.
Subay Senior High School. Okay, we've got 2 teams as usual. Team Gabe, what is our name?
Magic.
Okay, Magic.
And my team?
Amazing Four.
Yes, and we're going to win.
Okay, the Amazing Four is amazing, but we're very magical, right, guys?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know how to play. They have chosen some words. All of these words come from today's lesson. Now, we don't know which words they have, but
no,
friends, if you have your magazine open, then you could try to guess as they describe these words. Rebecca, shall we go first?
I guess Team Magic will go first.
Okay, Team
Magic. Already.
We have 50 seconds, and starting with you, Nicole, do we get started? Okay.
Set, begin.
Okay.
Okay, it is a verb, and when you list words, you give something back to someone.
You give something back to, like, return.
Yes.
Return?
Yes.
Good. Okay, next.
Movies in other words.
A movie?
In other words.
Like a film?
Yes.
Film. Good. Got two points right here. Excellent.
Many boy likes a girl because she looks so...
Pretty? And beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Got 3 points so far. We can get this,
okay,
Nicole.
It's a noun, and you use this when you go to somewhere and...
Travel, vacation.
No?
A trip.
No.
Oh, like walk.
Like a destination, and you go to there.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't know where the is.
Do you know where it is?
Time.
Are you serious?
Yes. You got 3 points. Excellent job, Team Magic. It is now my turn.
Okay. All right.
My team's turn.
Good luck. Fantastic. Amazing four.
Okay.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, begin.
1 hour equals to 60
minutes.
Yes.
Well, I play guitar, so I play...
An instrument.
No.
Music.
Yep.
So many words.
Yeah, you can do this. Yes, this is great.
It's a sport.
It's a sport.
It will...
Football. Golf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rebecca,
excellent.
You knew that.
It's a noun and a...
Okay.
Equals to a plant.
It equals to a plant.
No, plant.
A plan.
Mm.
A project.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Great job.
Do you know Mac Jackson? It's one of his songs.
Say it again?
I know it.
Do you know Michael Jackson?
I know the answer.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson.
It's one of his songs.
Okay, one of his songs.
Heal the...
Time is up. Rebecca, heal the world. Was it world?
Yeah.
All right.
But you know something? We still got 4 points.
Okay.
We got 3 points. So, the amazing four. One.
Okay, very nice. I think
good job!
Woo-hoo! Everyone did a great job here today, and friends... You did a great job. I'm sure you could guess those words. By the way, Nicole, what was that last word? Was that direction? Of course, One Direction. Ah, yeah, friends. Okay, that is all the time we have for today. We will see everybody next time right here on
Studio Classroom.